Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. We magnify your name today. We glorify your name. You are so worthy to be praised, Holy Ghost. Let the fire of God, people of God, fall onto you today. Amen. My name is Pastor Anthony Simmons. We welcome you to our midweek service. Hallelujah. The Spirit of the Lord, where the Spirit of the Lord is, the Bible says there is liberty.
Yes.
And we thank God, hallelujah, that there is liberty as we're about to partake of his word on today. This is God's day. He has made it. And that's why you and I should rejoice and shall rejoice in it. Hallelujah. I don't know what you're dealing with today, but I know that God is able. Amen. So
Amen.
Let us open in prayer, Father. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we pray your blessings upon this service, Lord. We pray, even as the word goes forth, in the name of Jesus, through Pastor Rebecca Simmons, Lord, use her in a mighty way. We thank you for the word delivering, Lord, bearing much fruit in due season. We thank you that the devil is still a liar. We thank you that no weapon formed against your people will be able to prosper. So, Lord, as we partake of this word and fellowship with one another, we thank God that tomorrow is better than today. In the name of Jesus. So, Lord, we give you our lives and we submit, surrender all unto you because you are so worthy of all of our praise, of all glory, and all honor. If we had 10,000 tongues, we could not thank you enough. Hallelujah. Pastor, that song is so appropriate as we play this next praise and worship song and hear the word of the Lord. John said, there's one coming after me that will baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire. And the Bible, one of the characteristics of God is that he's a consuming fire. So I thank God for that song on today. And we need to know, and the people of God need to know that God wants to burn some stuff up. But first, he wants to set us on fire. So, Lord God, get ready. Tweet somebody, text somebody, send an email to somebody, and give them this number. Give them this information. Say there's a powerful word on your lunch break. If you're home, tune in because God is speaking right now. And tell somebody about this midweek service going on right now. So after the next praise and worship song, you're going to hear from our very own Pastor Rebecca Simmons as she brings forth the word of God to us today, in Jesus' name.
Options are few. I'm trying to pray, but where are you? I'm all churched out, hurt and abused. I can't say what's left. I'm weak, no strength to fight, no tears to cry, even if I try, but still my soul refuses to die. Torn in pieces, it's my offering. I don't have much to bring. My heart's torn to pieces. It's my offering.
Take me to the King. Hallelujah, hallelujah. My God, I don't have much to bring. Hallelujah, my God. My praise, my worship is my offering. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, we love you today. We bless your name. We worship you today. Hallelujah. God, you are worthy to be praised. There is none like you, Lord. And we give you the glory, the honor, and the praise on today just because of who you are. You are our Lord. You are our Savior. You are our King. Hallelujah. And we worship you on today, God. You are mighty God. You're an awesome God. You are a magnificent God, and we love you on today. I love you, God. Hallelujah. I love you today. I love you, Lord. I bless your name and I worship you on today. You are so worthy. Hallelujah. 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 I just can't stop praising God. Can't stop praising the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. God truly is amazing. We serve an amazing, awesome God, and he is worthy of our praise. Hallelujah. And I just love that song, Take Me to the King. Hallelujah. When everything else is just going crazy, we just need to get to the King. We just need to get to the presence of the King. We need to get to God. Amen. I need to get to Jesus. Hallelujah. People acting crazy, things going haywire. I need to get to Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, good God bless you on today. Amen. To God be the glory for the great things he is doing and has done. We welcome you, amen, to the broadcast, to the service, to the sanctuary on today. Turn with me in your Bibles to Second Chronicles chapter 20. There is a word from the Lord. Second Chronicles chapter 20, and go on over to verse 17. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. We bless your name. Hallelujah. Pastor Emily, if you can hear me okay, I'm just going to go ahead and mute you, if that's all right. Amen. Oh, he's already muted. That's fine. That's fine. Amen. Hallelujah. Second Chronicles chapter 20, starting with verse 17. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And it reads, ye shall not need to fight in this battle. Set yourselves, stand ye still, and see the salvation of the Lord with you. O Judah and Jerusalem, fear not, nor be dismayed. Tomorrow go out against them, for the Lord will be with you. And Jehoshaphat bowed his head with his face to the ground, and all Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem fell before the Lord, worshiping the Lord. And the Levites of the children of the Kohathites and of the children of the Korahites stood up to praise the Lord God of Israel with a loud voice on high. And they rose early in the morning and went forth into the wilderness of Tekoa. And as they went forth, Jehoshaphat stood and said, hear me, O Judah, and ye inhabitants of Jerusalem. Believe in the Lord your God, so shall ye be established. Believe his prophets, so shall ye prosper. And when he had consulted with the people, he appointed singers unto the Lord, and that should praise the beauty of holiness. As they went out before the army and to say, praise. the Lord, for his mercy endureth forever. And when they began to sing and to praise, the Lord set ambushments against the children of Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir, which were come against Judah, and they were smitten. For the children of Ammon and Moab stood up against the inhabitants of Mount Seir utterly to slay and destroy them. And when they had made an end of the inhabitants of Seir, everyone helped to destroy another. And when Judah came forward, when he came toward the watchtower in the wilderness, they looked unto the multitude, and behold, they were dead bodies fallen to the earth, and none escaped. And when Jehoshaphat and his people came to take away the spoil of them, they found among them in abundance both riches and the dead bodies and precious jewels, which they stripped off for themselves more than they could carry away. And they were 3 days in gathering of the spoil. It was so much. And on the fourth day, they assembled themselves in the valley of Barakah, for there they blessed the Lord. Therefore, the name of the same place was called the Valley of Barakah unto this day. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Let us pray. Father God, we praise your holy name, Lord. We worship you. We magnify your name, Lord, today. Oh, God, you are worthy to be praised. Lord, we give you the glory, the honor, and the praise because you alone deserve that glory, that honor, and that praise. And we give it to you and you alone, Lord, today. God, we ask that you will have your way. Speak, Lord. Speak through me, your oneness, servant, and to the hearts of your people. Even now, Father God, as we go into your word, Father God, we just ask that you will have your way. Let your will be done on earth as you have already established in heaven. Lord, and at the end of this time, as you save souls, change lives, set the captives free, we will be ever so careful, God, to give you the glory, the honor, and the praise. And it's in the precious master's name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior, that we pray. And let the church say, amen. Hallelujah. I want to talk to you on the topic today. This battle is already won. This battle is already won. Hallelujah. Here we have in the book of 2 Chronicles chapter 20, the story of Jehoshaphat and the children of Judah who came against much opposition from the children of Moab, Ammon, and Mount Seir. And here they came to a time where they got the news, the bad report, that the enemy was coming against them. Hallelujah. And right away, Jehoshaphat began to pray, amen, and ask God, inquire of the Lord as to what he should do during this time. And that's what we have to do. We have to be mindful that when the bad news does come in, that the first thing that we have to do is pray. Hallelujah. Pray. Begin to pray and inquire of God as to what he would have you to do in the midst of bad news, in the midst of opposition, in the midst of warfare, whether it's spiritual warfare or warfare coming from so-called enemies. God, what should I do in the middle of this situation? You know, some of us find ourselves in the middle of a mess sometimes. Hallelujah. And we wonder, how in the world did I end up here? How did I end up with so much trouble in my home, with so much turmoil in my mind? How did I end up here with so many people coming against me? How did I end up here with so much stress and pressure coming against me? And you know, we end up sometimes in places and situations where we don't even know how things got as bad as they have gotten. Amen. But one thing I can tell you today is that if you seek the Lord, if you seek his face, and if you ask God through prayer, what am I supposed to do in the middle of this situation, God will answer you. And he will give you a solution to that problem. He will give you wisdom in order for you to deal with whatever the situation is that you find yourself dealing with. The Bible says in the book of James that if anyone lacks wisdom, that he should ask God, and God will freely give it to him or her. Hallelujah. God will give us wisdom. Hallelujah. As a matter of fact, through Jesus Christ, we have the mind of Christ. Amen. And Christ is, the Bible tells us, the wisdom of God. Amen. So you have to realize that wisdom is right there within your reach. Amen. It is in you, my God. Wisdom is already in you. God has already given you the answers that you need to whatever it is that you find yourself facing. So you have to understand that you are not hopeless, that it is not a hopeless situation. There is hope. Somebody say there is hope. And that hope is to be found in Jesus Christ. Jesus truly is the answer, amen. And Jesus truly does have the answer to everything that we might face on a day-to-day basis. I want you to be encouraged on today and know that it's not over, amen, until God says it's over, amen. And God has not said it's over and will not say it's over until you have the victory, amen, in Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There's a manifest of victory in Jesus that God wants to bring you to. There's a place of rest that God wants to bring you to. Hallelujah. And even as Jehoshaphat began to get this bad news, the Bible says that he got scared. Right away he got scared. And, you know, sometimes when bad news comes, our first reaction is fear. That's a normal reaction because that's how we're accustomed. And before we got saved, we were accustomed to dealing with dire circumstances. And the first thing that the devil would send to us is the spirit of fear. But the Bible tells us that God has not given us a spirit of fear. The Bible tells us that God has not given us a spirit of fear, but a spirit of love, power, and a sound mind. I'm here to tell you, don't be afraid of what you face on a daily basis. Don't be scared and begin to get worried about what's going to happen. Don't start worrying and saying, well, what's going to happen? What will I do if this happens? Or how am I going to make it if this happens? Or how am I going to get through this situation? And sometimes we worry about stuff that has not even happened yet. And God says, I don't want you to worry about tomorrow. In the book of Matthew, he tells us, don't worry about tomorrow. He says, because tomorrow has enough worries of its own. And then even earlier in that chapter, he says, if you seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, if you seek first the kingdom of God and the righteousness of God, then everything else will be added unto you. You don't have to worry about where you're going to sleep or where you're going to live or what you're going to eat or what you're going to wear. God tells us in the Bible that all of these things will be added unto us as we seek first God, his kingdom, his righteousness. And I want to ask you today, what are you seeking first? What are your priorities? What are the things that preoccupy the most space in your mind? What are you thinking about the most? Is God on the throne in your life? Hallelujah. And how you can tell if God is on the throne in your life is if God is the first thing that you think about when you wake up in the morning. Are you thinking about God first? Are you waking up with a praise on your lips? Hallelujah. Are you waking up giving God the glory? Are you waking up saying, thank you, Lord, for waking me up this morning? Thank you, God, for a brand new day. Thank you, Lord, for a brand new beginning. Are you thanking God for life, for the breath in your body, for a roof over your head, for food to eat? Hallelujah. Are you giving God the praise? Hallelujah. Or are you waking up worried about that spouse? Are you worried about those children? Are you waking up worried about how you're going to pay the bills? Are you waking up with worry on your mind, thinking about all the people that did you wrong and all the people that don't appreciate you, people that mistreat you? Are you worried or are you praising God? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Are you facing your day with praise or are you facing your day with worry and frustration? Hallelujah. I want to challenge you today. I want to let you know today that you don't have to worry about the battle. of everyday life. But if the truth were to be told, all of us are in some kind of a battle. All of us are struggling and endeavoring to do what God calls us to do. All of us are facing some kind of frustration from the devil. Amen. The devil is trying to kill us. He's trying to annihilate our destiny. He's trying to thwart our purpose. Amen. The devil is trying to get you off course and trying to stop you from moving forward to be what God has called you to be, to do what God has called you to do. He's trying to stop you from possessing everything that God has for you to possess in this earth. Hallelujah. But I'm here to tell you that the devil is already defeated. Hallelujah. He's already defeated. He's a defeated foe. The devil is a defeated foe. Hallelujah. And the devil knows that he is defeated. Hallelujah. So you don't have to worry about what the devil is presenting you with. You don't have to worry about your enemies coming against you. This battle that you're fighting is already won. All that God tells us to do is fight the good fight of faith. Fight the good fight of faith. Believe God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And even as Jehoshaphat began to pray, and then the people began to worship God, and they began to fast, my God, and began to seek God's face, the prophet stood up in the middle of the people and told the people, don't worry. He told the people, don't worry, you don't even have to fight this battle, because this battle is not yours, it is the Lord's. And that's why I came to tell you on today that this battle that you're presented with, all the opposition that you're presented with, is really not about you. It's about what God has planned for you. This battle is not against you. It's against God and his ultimate plan for your life, amen, for the lives of those that you will impact through your life. Amen. Hallelujah. The Bible tells us, God tells us in Jeremiah 29:11, he said, I know the plans I have for you, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you a hope and a future. God tells us in Ephesians that he already set good works aside in advance for you to do. God already set works aside for you to do. God already knows what he called you and brought you into this earth to do. You were created with a purpose. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Your life has purpose. Your pain has purpose. Hallelujah. Everything that you're going through, this battle has purpose. Hallelujah. This battle that you're facing has purpose. Amen. And you have to fight the good fight of faith. You have to hold on to God's unchanging hand. You have to continue to move forward. Hallelujah. Putting on the full armor of God. I challenge you, woman of God. I challenge you, man of God, to continue to dress yourself in the armor of God. Put on the helmet of salvation. Put on the breastplate of righteousness. Charge your feet with the preparation of spreading the gospel of peace. Hallelujah. Put on the belt of truth, because you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Pick up your shield of faith so that you can ward off the darts, the fiery darts of the devil. Hallelujah. The devil's going to send darts at you. He's going to send lies at you. The devil's going to try to get you to quit. The devil's going to try to lie to you to make you believe that you're not effective in the kingdom of God. The devil's going to try to lie to you to make you believe that you can't possess the promises of God. The devil is going to try to lie to you to get you to give up on God, to get you to walk away from the things of God. The devil does not like the idea that you are serving God. In the eyes of the devil, you are a traitor. Hallelujah. You have betrayed the devil. You have turned your back on the devil in the kingdom of darkness, and you have run towards the light. God has translated you out of the kingdom of darkness and brought you into the kingdom of his marvelous light. And in the eyes of the devil, you are a traitor. Amen. Hallelujah. So you have gone on the devil's hit list. But the devil can fight against you, but he can't not prevail. You got to hear me on today. The devil will come against you, and he will fight against you, but he cannot and he will not prevail. I declare and decree in the name of Jesus that no weapon formed against you can prosper. Even though it will be formed, it will not prevail. The devil will not prevail. He has already lost. This battle is already won. Hallelujah. God says the battle's already won. He told the prophet to tell the people that the battle is already won. All you have to do is go into, go forward. Keep moving forward. Keep moving forward. Go forward in faith. Go forward in faith. We fight not against flesh and blood, but against spiritual principalities and powers, wickedness and high places, the rulers of the darkness of this world. We don't fight flesh and blood. God has already given us the power over all the power of the enemy. And your enemy might be robed in flesh, but your enemy is not that person that is coming against you. Your enemy is the devil. Your enemy is the devil. The devil will use anybody that opens the door for him to use to come against you, huh? And to come against God's plan in your life. But you got to declare and decree, I will not be scared. I won't be scared. I won't be afraid. I won't back down. I won't bow down. I won't give in. I won't give up. I'm going to continue to fight this good fight of faith. I'm going to continue to move forward in faith. I'm going to continue to believe the word of God, and I'm going to continue to know that by faith that this battle is already won. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The weapons of our warfare are not carnal. They are not carnal. You know, growing up, I had a lot of fights. I fought a lot. You know, I grew up in Newark, which is an urban city, and I fought a lot. I mean, because I just, you know, if you hit me, I was going to hit you back. And I had so much anger in me that I would not even let you hit me first. You know, my mother taught me, she said, if somebody says that they're going to beat you up, do not wait for them to throw the first punch, because then they have the advantage over you. So my mother always taught me to throw the first punch. So here I was, if you got in my face and acted like you wanted to fight me, then you were already hit. I was already so mad at my circumstances and so angry at my father, angry at my mother, and angry at the person who molested me. And I was so angry at people picking on me already. I was so angry already that I was going to hit you. I was going to hit you before you hit me. I didn't mess with you if you didn't mess with me. But if you messed with me, you had a fight on your hands. Huh? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And I would fight, and once I hit you, that was it, because I would throw a punch and I was going for the jugular. Amen. I was going to throw a punch that was going to deck you. Amen. I wasn't going to wait and give you an opportunity to hit me back. Amen. That punch was going to be the punch that was meant to take you out. Hallelujah. And now that I'm in the kingdom of God, I realize that my weapons are not carnal. My weapons are not flesh and blood. My weapons are not my fists any longer, but they are powerful. They are mighty to the pulling down of strongholds. I no longer fight with my fists, but I fight with the power of the Most High God. Hallelujah. I fight with the word. I fight with prayer. I fight with love. Hallelujah. I fight with the power of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I fight with the weapons of warfare of the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. But I'm still throwing a deadly punch. I'm still throwing a punch that is intended to take the devil out. Who am I talking to? We got to begin to know that we can beat the devil. Hallelujah. As a matter of fact, my greatest weapon is faith. Your greatest weapon is faith. Amen. Hallelujah. And that's the next thing that God wanted me to tell you. Even as the man of God stood up and said, go ahead and go into the battle, that God has already defeated your enemy. Hallelujah. Jehoshaphat stood up and he said, believe God. Believe God and you shall be established. Believe his prophets and ye shall prosper. Hallelujah. And that's what God wants you to know today. If you will believe God and take him at his word, you shall be established and ye shall prosper. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. See, when the devil hits you, when he sucker punches you, see, his objective is to take you down, for you to go down, amen. His objective is to take you out. But when you believe God, amen, and you trust in God, then your feet shall be planted, my God. And the devil, no matter how many punches he throws at you, will not be able to take you out. Hallelujah. You will be able to stand in the power of God's might. Hallelujah. You will be able to stand like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And the king said, if you don't bow, when Nebuchadnezzar said, if you don't bow, we're going to throw you into the fiery furnace. And then Nebuchadnezzar had the nerve to say, and then who will deliver you? He had the nerve to threaten them. I'm going to throw you into the fire if you don't bow down to this golden image that I have created of myself. And then what God is going to be able to deliver you? And isn't that just like the devil, that he would want to threaten you and say, I'm going to do something to you so bad and make you feel afraid, to catch you up in your emotions, to get you to be scared of him, to make you think that he's going to do something so bad to you and that your God will not be able to help you. But I'm here to tell you that the devil is a liar. And you got to be like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and you have to stand up and say, you know what? You can throw us into the fiery furnace because we're not going to bow. We will not bow. We will not bow down to any other God. We will not bow down to your golden image. And if you want to throw us in the fire, go ahead and throw us in the fire. Your threats mean nothing to us. And you got to be able to tell the devil, your threats mean nothing to me. You know what? Go ahead and throw us in the fire, because guess what? Our God is able to deliver us. And even if he doesn't, we will not bow. And the devil will try to put pressure on you. The devil will try to put pressure on you to get you to give in to his wiles, to get you to give in to his desires, to get you to abandon the camp of God and come over and come back to him. The devil is trying to woo you back to him, and if he can't woo you back to him, he will try to scare you and make you think that serving God is too hard, that serving God brings too much warfare, my God. But you got to declare, my God shall deliver me. My God is well able. And even if he allows me to go through the fire, even if he allows me to go through the storm, even if he allows me to take a hit, devil, I will not bow. I will not give up on God. For Christ I live and for Christ I die. On Christ the solid rock I stand. All of the ground is sinking sand. I will not give in to the wiles of the enemy. This battle that you're putting before me, devil, is already won. You got to hear me on today. The devil has been coming against you with everything that he has. He's been coming against your marriage. He has been coming against your money. He has been coming against this ministry that the Lord has you doing in his name. But you got to stand and decree and declare that you will not bow, that our God is able. And like Jehoshaphat said, if you believe God, he will establish you. If you take God and his word, he will prosper you. You have to understand that there is no weapon. The devil can threaten you all he wants, but he will not win. If you allow the devil to win, then that's on you. But you got to say, I am not going to allow the devil to win. I'm going to press in. The Bible says, resist the devil and he will flee. And how do we resist the devil? By drawing near to God. You have to draw near to God. Hallelujah. Draw near to God. Hallelujah. You draw near to God. Like I said, pick up your weapons. Pick up your weapons. Have on the full armor of God. And pick up your sword, which is the word of God. Hallelujah. Pick up your word. I need a word. I need to take God at his word. What did God say? I know what the devil is saying. I know what the devil is saying. You know what? The devil, it's amazing, you know, when the devil begins to speak to you, when the devil begins to say you might as well give up on that marriage, when the devil begins to say you might as well give up, you might as well quit, you might as well forget about being healthy, when the devil begins to tell you you might as well forget about ever being prosperous, you might as well forget about ever having what God told you you're going to have, when the devil tells you that your children are never going to be anything in life, when the devil tells you that your children are going to be sick, or when the devil threatens you with death because you get a bad report from the doctor, when the devil begins to lie to you, you have to know that you must be somebody in God, that the devil will come against you with everything that he has. When the devil begins to hit you every which way, you know, when he begins to come at you every which way, and he begins to grab a hold of you and try to turn you every which way but loose, you got to know that you must be somebody in God, and God must have something great in store for you. There are so many blessings in store for you, but the key to it is that you cannot quit. The key to it is that you have to continue to believe God. The key to your victory is that you got to continue to move forward by faith. The key to your victory, hallelujah, is that you got to keep praising God, even in the middle of warfare. The Bible says that they went out and they decided to go forth and they set aside singers and they began to play their instruments and they went forth singing and praising God. And they said, praise to the Lord, because his mercy endures forever. Praise the Lord, for his mercy endures forever. Praise the Lord, for his mercy endures forever. Hallelujah. You got to begin to say, praise the Lord, for his mercy endures forever. It sounded like foolishness. God says he will take the foolish things of this world to confound the wise. God will have you praising him in the middle of warfare. God will have you praising him in the middle of the valley. God will have you praising him in the middle of what looks like lack. God will have you praise him in the middle of being sick in your body. God will have you praise him in the middle of divorce court. Who am I talking to? God will have him, you praise him in the middle of a hot mess. But guess what? There is victory in your praise, because your victory is showing God, God, I'm going to obey you. You told me to have a praise continually on my lips. You told me to keep praising you. You told me, you said, let everything that has breath praise the Lord. So God, I'm going to praise you. I'm going to worship you. I'm going to serve you until the day I die. If the devil wants to kill me, he might as well kill me while I'm praising you, God. He might as well kill me while I'm worshiping you, because the devil has no victory, because even death has no sting. Because to be absent from this body is to be present with you, God. So I declare and decree that I'm going to serve you with everything in me, and I'm going to serve you for the rest of my life. The devil can't beat me. Who am I talking to out there? The devil can't beat you. This battle is already won. Go ahead and get back your praise, because there is victory in your praise. Hallelujah. God is going to bless you in the valley. That's my final point. God is going to bless you in the valley. The Bible says when they got to the valley, everybody was dead, and there was nothing to do but pick up the blessings. There were riches and wealth, fine jewels. All they had to do was pick it up. And God is saying, all you got to do is drop a praise. All you got to do is worship and drop to your knees and go ahead and pick up your blessings. Pick up your blessings in the middle of the valley. My God, God can turn that sickness in your body around. Yes, he can. God can turn around that marriage. He can do all things. God can take that child that they have counted out and take him to the White House. God is able. God can take your mind that's been tormented by demons and give you your right mind. Our God is able. He is able. There is nothing that is impossible for God. This battle that you're fighting, I want to tell you to put down your dukes and pick up your praise. Go ahead and praise God in the middle of it. Praise God like you done lost your daggone mind. Praise God like you're crazy, like you're stone cold cuckoo for Cocoa Pops. Go ahead and praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Because God's going to bless you in your low place. God valley. It says when we humble ourselves under his mighty hand, then God will exalt us. The devil is mad. That's why he's coming against you with everything in him. But he can't beat you. This battle is already won because of God before you. That's more than the whole world against you. You got to hear me on today. If God before you, that's more than the whole world against you. So don't worry about your enemies. Don't worry about the bad report. Just trust God. Take him at his word. Go ahead and praise God. Go ahead and believe God. Hallelujah. Have some faith. Don't let the devil scare you. Hallelujah. Keep moving forward by faith. In the name of Jesus, keep believing God. Keep trusting God. He won't fail you. God will never fail you. Hallelujah. You got to know that as you're in the valley, as you're in the middle of the warfare, as the people are coming against you, as it seems like your marriage is falling apart, you have to know that you are not alone. God is with you. He says, never will I leave you. Never will I forsake you. But no, I'm always with you. Hallelujah. That's why I praise him. That's why I worship him. That's why I glorify his name. That's why I serve him. He's already done so much for me. Your salvation was the beginning of your victory. When you got saved, God already handed you victory on a silver platter. Hallelujah. So I just came by to tell you today that this battle that you're facing is already won. You already have the victory through Jesus. Hallelujah. It's already yours. Hallelujah. Don't worry about those children. Just keep praising God. See, if you stop praising God, then the devil will win. See, your victory is wrapped up in your praise. Hallelujah. All these people had to do, all that Judah had to do, and Jehoshaphat had to do was praise God. And that's all you have to do, woman of God. That's all you have to do, man of God, is praise God. Praise God anyhow. Praise him in the middle of it because you're coming out of it. Did you hear what I said? Praise God in the middle of it because you're coming out of it and you're coming out blessed in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Go ahead and praise God. He's worthy. Hallelujah. My God, I'm going to preach myself happy. I could have preached for another hour. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. We bless your holy name. We magnify your name. Hallelujah. Don't do it without God. Don't go without him. Hallelujah. Keep God first. Keep God first. Keep him on the throne in your life. Hallelujah. You can't do it without Jesus. Don't do it without him. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. This battle is already won. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. We bless your name. We magnify your name. My God, somebody got a breakthrough. I just see you getting a breakthrough right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I bind up the pressure right now in the name of Jesus. I come against discouragement and doubt right now in the name of Jesus. And I declare that every chain is broken. Every lie that the devil has set up, he set up a camp in your mind. I come against every lie right now in the name of Jesus. I come against the spirit of retaliation, even as this word has gone forth. I come against the spirit of retaliation against me or anybody else on this in the sanctuary. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah, as the devil has been exposed, we declare and decree that his reign and his rule has already been stripped down from Christ. When Christ hung on the cross, he already stripped the devil of his power. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. 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 Lord, we bless your name. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. God is good and worthy to be praised. And even as God had me preach this word, amen, that this battle was already won. Hallelujah. I pray that you receive this word. Hallelujah. That you receive it over your life today. That whatever you're facing, you already have the victory through Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Don't let the devil deceive you. Don't be deceived. Hallelujah. By the lies of the enemy. He wants you to think that everything is hopeless. But there is always hope to be found in Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. So we thank God for Jesus on today. And if you're not saved today, we offer Christ to you. Hallelujah. I was lost, but now I'm found. I didn't know Jesus. I didn't know him. My life was a mess. I was going to hell, and I was going, my God, I was going in a very quick way. I was killing myself, being very self-destructive with my behavior. Amen. Hallelujah. But one day somebody told me about Jesus, and I heard the gospel preached, and they offered Jesus to me, and I received Jesus as my personal Lord and Savior. And I thank God for the people who stood as a witness, amen, to show me that my Jesus is real, that Jesus is real. And they told me if I came to Jesus, he would make my life brand new. And I came to Jesus one day. I came humbly. I didn't really want to be saved. I'll tell the truth about it, because I thought that my life was fine the way it was. I didn't think I needed to change. I was deceived by the devil. I thought I was having fun out there in the bar. I thought I was having fun in those relationships that I was in. I thought I was having fun doing the things that I was doing, even though I didn't realize that because I was blind that I was doing the things that I was doing to cover up the pain that was in my heart. And when Jesus came into my life, when I received Jesus in my life, the blinders came off and my eyes were open, and I was able to see how miserable I really was without God. Without Jesus, I was miserable. So today I want to give you the opportunity to know Jesus for your own self. Amen. If you don't know him, I want to give you the opportunity to know him. Or maybe you're backslidden and you need to come back to Christ. I want to pray with you and give you an opportunity to repent and say, God, I've been away from you, but I want to come back to you. I've been living my life on the devil's side, but God, I'm a child of God, and I've been backslidden. I've slidden away from you, and I want to come back to you. If that's you, I want to pray for you. Amen. Hallelujah. So just pray with me and say, Father God, I come to you. I'm not saved, or maybe I've backslidden away. I slid away from you. God, I repent of my sins, and today I declare that I believe in my heart that Jesus is your son, that Jesus died for my sins, and that through the blood of Jesus, I am saved. So God, thank you for forgiving me. I receive your forgiveness, and today I declare that I am saved, and that I'm coming back to you, God. I'm coming closer to you like never before. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. And if you prayed that prayer, you are saved. Hallelujah. And contact us so that we can help you to find a church home. Amen. Hallelujah. And I want to pray for those who are in the battle. Amen. Hallelujah. I want to pray for those who are in the battle. And Pastor Andrew, if you can speak, just press 1, and I'll know that you're able to come back on. I want to pray for those who are in the battle. Amen. Hallelujah. Father God, we praise your holy name, and we worship you, Lord. Lord, right now, I lift up everybody that's in the battle, every person that's in the battle, every person that's going through something in life, God. And I just thank you, Lord, hallelujah, that even in the valley, even in the battle, God, that you will bless them, that the battle is not theirs, but it is yours, God, and that the battle is coming against them because of their destiny, because of their praise. And as they open their mouths to praise you, oh God, I declare and decree victory in their lives, God, in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, touch each and every person, Father God, who is struggling on today. Touch each and every person who's having a hard time. Touch each and every person, Father God, who's battling with depression or discouragement or doubt or despair on today. And in the name of Jesus, touch every person who has enemies coming against them because of your plan that you have for their lives, oh God. Touch, God, touch it, and give them a reassurance. Give each and every person under the sound of my voice a reassurance. Give them new faith. Give them a stronger faith, oh God, a stronger ability to believe, God, that you are with them, that you will prosper them, that you will establish them, that you will fight for them, oh God, that the battle is already one, oh God. Give them, Father God, the ability to praise you in the middle of the battle, the ability to praise you in the valley, oh God. Hallelujah. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. God, give them that kind of conviction in their hearts, God, that you are able to do all things but fail. So, Lord, I just thank you for my brother. I thank you for my sister right now, God, and I thank you for their victory right now through Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Receive Pastor Anthony as he comes. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Pastor, what a powerful word from the Lord on today. This battle is not ours. It belongs to God. You know, Pastor, as you were speaking, I thought about when we were out in Elizabeth very quickly, an evangelistic outreach we were doing, and we talked to a young man sitting on his porch with a can of beer in his hand.
Yeah.
And he said that he knew God and he was called to preach. And you asked him what happened. He said life happened. And it's amazing as you started out saying some people today are where they are and they don't even know how they got there. But three things you gave us today. First things first is to pray. Secondly, you talk about don't worry, believe in God. And thirdly, let him who still no more. The devil is trying to stop our destiny in God. So it was just so much more in your word today. But I believe the people of God are encouraged. Amen.
Amen.
And I just want to remind everybody that we have a Friday night service, 7:30 p.m. We're going to be starting this Friday night. If you are anywhere in the area, you want to press your way to New Creation Church. We're at 87 First Street, Elizabeth, New Jersey. We're starting at 7:30 p.m. Apostle Matthew Tillery from Rocky Mount, North Carolina, with some of the Tri-Faith Ministry family is coming, and they're going to fellowship with us this Friday night. Amen, at 7:30 p.m. And tonight we'll be in Elizabeth for our midweek service. And it's going to be a powerful time in the Lord tonight. So press your way tonight and Friday, and God is going to get the glory. Again, Pastor, I'm going to give you the final blessing and benediction, but we praise God for that word on today.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. God is just so good. Amen. Hallelujah. He's worthy to be praised. And we just pray that you will take what you receive here and just run with it. Amen. Knowing that God is able. There's nothing too hard for God. He is able. Amen. Hallelujah. So we're going to go down from this place. God bless you. Amen. Go in peace and serve the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah.